Welcome back to the Lawn Hustle Podcast. I am Andy Wilson, your host. With 16 years of experience in the field. In today's episode, I want to talk about five common mistakes that lawn care companies make when they are starting out. So if you're new to the green industry and you're starting a business, this show is for you. Because I want to help you avoid making some of the mistakes that I made when I was starting out. When I first started my business, I was as green as the grass I was mowing. I didn't understand all that was involved in starting a business, running a business, and making money in that business. So it is my desire today to help you to not make some of these mistakes. I want to help you recognize them, fix them, and I want to fast track you to success. Number one mistake, underpricing your service. There's a common mindset. If I'm cheaper, I'll get more customers. If I'm cheaper, I'll get more customers. My friends, that is a trap. Because it attracts price shoppers. You see, when you are pricing a job, you want to price that job according to your value and the customer's perceived outcome. You want customers that know what they want. They know what they want their yard to look like, or their patio, or their hedges, or the mulch install. You want customers based on what they want accomplished, not on how much it's going to cost them. I'll never forget, I bid a job when I first started. It was cleaning up a vacant property. A man purchased the property with the intentions of reselling. When I gave them the price, I really didn't understand how long it would take me to do the job. The weeds were grown up in the chain link fence. And chain link fence is enemy number one in my book. The hedge was overgrown. The sidewalk had probably, in my opinion, had never been edged. It was just a mess. The grass was almost knee high. So I just threw out a number. And the day I rolled up to do the job, I started working, getting the weeds out of the chain link fence, cutting the voluntary trees out of the chain link fence. It was a nightmare. About halfway through the job, I wanted to quit. I wanted to get in my truck and leave and never come back because I knew I wasn't making any money. Nothing will destroy motivation like the realization that you are working hard. You're sweating, it's hot, you're miserable, and you're not going to make any money. But I fought through because I try to be a man of integrity. I finished the job, and it looked a whole lot better when I left than when I arrived. But I didn't make any money on the job because I simply spent too much time on the job. I did not factor in the cost of gas, wear and tear on my equipment, business insurance. The price of gas in my truck to get there. So it was a complete failure. As far as making money. But it taught me a valuable lesson. Price the job according to your value and the customer's perceived outcome. What does a customer want the job to look like when you're done? So you got to learn very quickly what your value is. You don't want to work for price shoppers. Those type of clients will limit your growth. So you have to understand your value. You have to learn how to calculate your overhead. How much time? How much do you spend on material? How much you're going to pay yourself, all of your overhead, insurance on your vehicle, business, general liability insurance, the cost of gas, the cost of trimmer line string, the cost of whatever it is you're using on that job. You got to factor all of that into the bottom line. So calculate your overhead and learn how to value yourself. Let's talk about mistake number two. But before we dive into mistake number two, let's hear a word from our new sponsor, EarthaPro. And I am so happy to partner with them. It is a software designed for startup or small businesses. And I am excited to partner with them. Let's listen to what they have to say.
Tired of chasing payments and losing track of jobs? EarthaPro back office software makes it simple for solo guys and small lawn care and landscaping crews. Schedule, invoice, and organize all in the same place. We also have a mobile app and integrate into QuickBooks. Sign up at EarthaPro.com with promo code THELAWNHUSTLE11 for a $50 Amazon gift card, 10% off, and personalized onboarding. Eartha Pro. You run the outside work, we run the office.
So visit earthapro.com. Sign up for a free 7-day trial. If you onboard with Eartha Pro, remember to use the Lawn Hustle 11. You'll receive a $50 Amazon gift card, a 10% discount, and personalized onboarding. So we've been talking about some mistakes that lawn care businesses make when they are starting. Number one, we talked about underpricing your service. Number two, let's talk about not having any branding or identity. Branding matters, even in lawn care. When you pull up to a customer's property or a potential customer's property to give them an estimate for a job, when you pull up and you have no uniform on, you have no logos on your truck, you have no business card to hand them, you're just out there in your silky shorts and tank top t-shirt with a dirty old hat on that looks like you've been wearing it for 5 or 10 years. It makes an impression on that potential client. They have to be thinking, he's just starting out, or he doesn't know what he's doing. Can I trust him to do the job? Or can he do the job? But you let someone pull up in a truck that has got letterhead and a logo design on it. You hand them a business card. You have a uniform shirt on that has your business on it, your phone number, a hat with your logo. That is impressive. And the customer thinks, this guy's on top of it. He knows what he's doing. He can do the job. He knows how to do it. It impresses them. It makes an impact on their decision as to who's going to do their job. Let me just tell you, Chuck in the truck needs to get back in the truck and go bye-bye. Dan in the van needs to get back in the van and go bye-bye. You need to do whatever you can to build your brand, to build your identity. I've had people call me and say, I saw your truck and I got your phone number off the side of the truck and I need an estimate for mulch. I need an estimate for river rock install. I need an estimate to trim my hedge, whatever the task is. But I would have never got that call if my truck wasn't lettered and logoed and giving them a message that I can do your job, whatever it is. So I think it's very important for you when you're starting, invest in at least a t-shirt with your logo on it, your phone number. I was standing in line at the post office. A little lady tapped me on the shoulder and said, I read the back of your shirt. Can I get an estimate to mow my yard? So I got her job. I got her neighbor's job and the neighbor across the street. Had I not had the t-shirt on with my logo and my phone number, she would have not known to tap me on the shoulder for a lawn care estimate. She would have thought I was just another guy in line at the post office to buy stamps. But because I was a walking billboard advertising my business, she tapped me on the shoulder. She made the connection. I gave the estimate. She agreed to the price, and I started working for her. And I worked for her until they passed away. Unfortunately, she was a great customer. Always paid. Never complained. Always thanked me for doing the job. Always saying things like, "My yard's never looked like this before. Thank you for doing a good job." But it all goes back to branding and making yourself recognizable as a lawn care business. You want to have uniforms, you want to have logos, you want to have your truck wrapped, you want to have business cards, and you want a good online presence. You want a good Google page with 5-star ratings and nice reviews. Ask your customers to leave you a 5-star and a nice review, because that is building your brand. That is building your identity. That is separating yourself from Chuck and Dan and any other lawn care service in your area. It's separating you, and it's putting you in a professional level. So you want to make sure that you have a good online presence. You want to advertise your work with your pictures. Don't use stock pictures of someone that you don't even know mowing a yard. Use your work. Let them see you on video. "Hey, that's my lawn care guy." So you want to make sure that you're building your brand. Mistake number 3, not knowing your numbers. I cannot stress to you enough the importance of tracking expenses, tracking your revenue, and tracking your profitability. You need tools or apps or programs for budgeting, for quoting. You need a good CRM, customer relation management program. I've been with the same one for probably close to 12 years now. And it allows me to bill a customer before I even pull away from the customer's residence. And a lot of times, that customer pays before I get out of the neighborhood. Because my billing is due the day I do the job. So you want to know your numbers. You want to know what your top dollar revenue is. You want to know what all of your expenses is, including your income, pay yourself and pay yourself a good wage. The reason why you want to know your top dollar and your expenses so you can know what your bottom dollar income is and what your profit margin will be for the year. I know this is a lot of information, but I just feel it is important for you as a business owner to understand there are mistakes out there that are common, and not knowing your numbers, not knowing how to price, not understanding the importance of branding and building your identity in your community. These are common mistakes that a lot of people make when they're starting out. If you want to put yourself ahead in the game, learn the value of avoiding common mistakes. So you got to know your numbers. You got to know what to charge so you can have a profit. Number four, and this is a big time mistake, because you want to grow your business and you want to gain clients. So people say yes to every job. Let me tell you, my friends, that is a mistake. You might get a lot of jobs, but if you're getting every job you estimate, your price is too low. Let me say that again. If you are getting every job that you estimate, your price is too low. You need to raise your price. Don't say yes to every job. You're going to frustrate yourself. Saying yes to everything equals chaos. You'll be driving all over town. You'll be doing awkward yards that take longer than they should. You'll have a bunch of underpaying clients. Rather than saying yes to every job, how about learning the value of route density? I do 7 yards on one street. They're right in a row. Well, one of them is across the street, but they're right in a row. And I can pull up, I can unload, and do 7 yards in just a little over an hour and make great money on that stop, because I'm not running all over town. I'm not doing yards that are awkward and have a lot of obstacles and a lot of flower beds or trees or just stuff all over the yard. I have learned over time who I want to work for, what type of yard I want to mow, and the value of time. Every day, I can look at my schedule And I can tell you within about 30 minutes when I'm going to be done for the day, because I have timed myself on every job. And I know how long it's going to take me to get that schedule done. It's important. You want to know all of these things. Because I can look when a customer calls and says they have a few bushes that need to be trimmed. I can look at my schedule and I can know, okay, Monday is my lightest day. So I can do a couple bushes on a Monday afternoon when I'm done mowing and still get home at a decent hour. It gives you the advantage of knowing when and what day you can schedule additional work. So just learn very quickly. There's value in route density. We are not truck drivers. We do not get paid to look out of the windshield. We are lawn care. We get paid to mow grass. We get paid to trim. We get paid to edge. We get paid to blow off the sidewalk and the driveway, the patio and the porch. So try to schedule all of your jobs. Let's say in your city, you have 15 yards on the north side of town. Schedule those 15 yards on the north side of town on one day. And then, as you do those yards, you can put the ones that are closest together in little subgroups on that day. So I can go to this neighborhood and do these five. And then I can go to this neighborhood and do these five. And then I can go just a few blocks away and do those five and get all 15 done in one day without driving all over town, running from here to there, spending a lot of time in the truck, wasting a lot of money. Because I'm driving all over the place. Learn route density. So, learn how to say no. Because when you learn how to say no, it can actually grow your business faster. Now, when I started, I was saying yes to everything. I can do it. But I got frustrated because I got into a job that was taking longer, which got me behind on mowing, which got me behind on trimming bushes, and got me behind on mulch installs, got me behind on this, whatever it was. Let me just say this. If you don't know how to do it, don't bid it. You're going to frustrate yourself. And if you want to learn how to do it, you can learn on your time, not on the client's time. And that's good stuff right there. So, learn how to say no. Mistake number five. No systems and no processes. If everything's in your head, that's a problem. If everything is written on paper and you're scrambling through a stack of papers looking for a bid or looking for what you're supposed to be doing for that day, that's a problem. You need systems and processes to help you run your business more efficiently, more effectively, and with more profit. I know it's hard, but I promise you it will reduce stress. It will create a professional image. And it will help you to grow your business. After all, we want to grow. We want to make more money. We want to have greater profit. We want to have greater greater resources, greater profit margins, and you will never have those things until you learn to avoid the common mistakes, recognize them, and take advice. Find you a mentor. Find you someone in the business that you can trust, that you can ask questions to, that will help you. I've had people that I can just call and say, hey, what would you do in this situation? And they tell me, and I think, wow, I appreciate your answer. I appreciate you helping me. So find you a mentor. Find you someone you can trust. Find you someone you can talk to. Find you someone you can look up to. If you need help, if you need advice, you can always reach out to Professional Lawn Maintenance on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. Send me a message, or you can email me at hughwilson.1965@gmail.com. And if you need my number, message me. I'll give you my cell number, and you can call me. And I'm not saying, please don't misunderstand me, I'm not saying I know it all, but I've been in the game for a while. And maybe I can help you. So reach out to me. Don't forget, we offer some coaching. Don't forget, we offer some resources. You can shop our affiliate links in the show notes. I appreciate your ear. I appreciate you listening. And until we talk again, keep the grass greener on your side of the fence.